K. Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Pete Hegseth may be out as President-elect Donald Trump's pick for defense secretary. Three sources tell CBS News Trump is considering replacing the Fox News host with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis after learning of more misconduct allegations against Hegseth. The Wall Street Journal was first to report the story. More from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
One big thing going for DeSantis is he's someone who's actually served in uniform. He earned a law degree from Harvard and later served in the Navy as a lawyer or a JAG. His military personnel records show that he was on active duty from September 2005 to February 2010 and was stationed in Iraq with SEAL Team 1 from 2007 to 2008.
Another of Trump's administration picks has pulled himself out of the running. More from CBS News political reporter Jake Rosen.
Chad Kroeneister, President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Drug Enforcement Administration, announced Tuesday he's withdrawing his name from consideration for the post, citing the goals he has yet to complete as sheriff of Hillsborough County, Florida. This is yet another Trump selection that has faced increased controversy after being named by the president-elect. Former Congressman Matt Gaetz was caught in controversy and withdrew after about a week.
Some South Korean lawmakers are calling for the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol after he declared martial law and then reversed his decision 6 hours later. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul says the president had already been under fire.
He was having great difficulty pushing through next year's budget. He was also facing opposition over various other policies. His wife was facing a corruption scandal. There were moves to impeach some of his key officials. And ironically, he himself may now face impeachment after responding in this way.
Many food banks were hoping for a big boost in donations yesterday, Super Giving Tuesday. They've been seeing a surge in need for food and a decline in giving. More than 2 months after Hurricane Helene ravaged western North Carolina, colder weather is setting in and storm victims still need help. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Buncombe County.
The need across western North Carolina is staggering.
Would you like a soup and sandwich?
Volunteers at this free food site in hard-hit Swannanoa are cooking 800 meals a week.
This is 100% people taking care of people.
Chris Smith has volunteered every day since the storm hit.
No conditions, no politics. It's just there's hungry people. We need to feed them.
Sources tell CBS News the stowaway found on a Paris-bound Delta Airlines jet last week out of JFK got by a TSA agent at the airport as the agent was busy screening other people and then made her way to the gate. She's now in limbo at the airport in Paris. France won't let her into the country. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clements with sports. Short turnaround. The Bucks host the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Bucks coming off a 127-107 win over the Pistons last night in Detroit. Head coach Doc Rivers on their seventh win in a row.
The more we attack the paint, the more open shots we're going to get. Detroit is a help basketball team like every team is, and our guys just found the open man.
College Hoops, number 5th-ranked Marquette is at Iowa State tonight. On Saturday, they'll host Wisconsin. The Badgers losing to Michigan, 67-64, their first loss of the season. Head coach Greg Gard.
Credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes and did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard, and we're able to get enough offense going to get past us.
NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if Jair Alexander will be able to play Thursday night against the Lions despite his knee injury.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're in the Milwaukee area and looking for live holiday entertainment, run, don't walk, to see A Christmas Carol at the Pabst Theater. The Dickens classic is one of the most well-known Christmas stories ever, and as usual, is put on by the Milwaukee Rep. Because of a few harrowing moments, recommended ages are 6 and above, but word on the street is they aren't checking IDs. Tickets start as low as $15, and at those prices, you can't afford not to check it out. You might think being nominated for an Academy Award is a big deal. For most people, it would be, but not Samuel Jackson. Jackson was nominated nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category for his role as Jules in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Jackson told the AP that people barely remember who won, much less who didn't, when it comes to nominations. Jackson did, however, say it would be an honor to win, even though he hasn't had the pleasure yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy and a breezy southwest wind in the overnight as temperatures drop into the mid-20s. For Wednesday, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, some light snow showers developing in the afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Southwest to westerly winds gusting to 40. Right now, it's 22.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, or you can call and text directly from the Civic Media app.
It's free, I heard.
It is absolutely free. Just go to your app store, look for Civic Media, download the Civic Media app. That way you can call and text directly to any show that you're listening all across the state, whether you're in Oshkosh or Hayward or Amory. And as Greg said, it's absolutely free. And I believe there's a contest coming up soon.
What?
That will be involving the Civic Media app.
Oh, so a contest I can't win?
You cannot win. I cannot win. But many other people can win. So download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. It is absolutely free. Just a reminder, too, it is Giving Tuesday. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in about 15 minutes. Some things to be aware of, because unfortunately this time of year, everybody thinks that they can cash in and scam somebody out of something. So we'll give you a little heads up about that and suggest you go to civicmedia.us/giving. And what's pretty cool there is we have all kinds of local charities depending upon which community you're in. So here in Racine, there are local charities that are highlighted. If you're in Oshkosh, again, wherever you are, it's pretty cool. So if you're not sure where you would like your dollars to go, maybe you don't have charities that you tend to give to, it's nice to keep the dollars local if you can.
Agreed.
All right. So you say you want to buy a truck.
Jane, I do.
I know. You're looking for a truck.
I'm looking for a new car. A new to me car.
A new what car?
A new to me. It doesn't have to be new, but, you know, something that it's not mine. It hasn't been mine before.
Understood.
And I'd like
pre-owned. Certified pre-owned vehicle.
Yes, and I'd like for it to be a truck or an SUV. Those are the two parameters.
All right. Well, I would maybe suggest if you're considering.
Yeah.
An electric vehicle.
I am.
Are you?
I am. I'm looking at the Ford F-150 electrics. I'm also, if I had a lot of money, the Ravinas, the ones that have the weird headlights that look like cartoon characters, those are pretty cool. I would love to have an electric truck. They're just really expensive.
They're very expensive.
Yeah.
I saw this kind of jumped out at me over the weekend.
Yeah.
Headline reads from TorqueNews.com. Which I'm always on.
Peter Tork of the Monkees?
No. Tesla Cybertruck immediately dies in Canadian winter. Owner bricks the truck trying to use the defroster. Says, quote, in love to heartbroken on the same day, unquote. Yes, poor man in Canada says his new Cybertruck that he paid, get this, $165,999. Cybertruck for almost $167,000. He wrote on Facebook under the quote, heartbroken. I picked up my Cyberbeast yesterday afternoon.
Ugh.
Drove 2 hours home and had a blast driving it last night with friends and family. This morning, I defrosted it and drove to work. At lunchtime, the defrost did not engage with 46% battery left. It would not go into drive or reverse.
Yeah.
Started giving me errors and warnings, and then it immediately completely shut down.
Oh, I shouldn't be laughing, but $170,000, I get to laugh at you.
It's the first day he has it. It's his first day.
I just love the idea. He's like, I took it home and I gave family and friends a ride. And like,
it was great.
Oh.
He continues, I spent the next 4 hours on the phone with Tesla service trying to revive my cyber beast by boosting it. We did revive power. Some things activated, others did not. Eventually, nothing worked, even with boosting. I went back to meet the tow truck driver. We were able to get some power with boosting again and got in some sort of emergency mode. And I was at least able to limp drive it onto the tow truck. So he only spent maybe 2 hours driving his brand new cyber beast and then 4 hours trying to get it to come back to life. And that still hasn't happened.
Stop calling it a cyber beast.
It's what this Canadian said.
Cyber truck.
I'm just reading what he said.
You want to hear something weird about the cyber truck? It accounts for 50% of all electric truck sales in at least the United States.
But there have been numerous reports of all the problems these things
have. There have been 6 recalls on them since they came off the line in late 2023. The latest is happening in the past like 2 weeks. And this was supposed to, all these things were supposed to be a very affordable, the electric vehicle was supposed to be an affordable thing for all. That was
for an alternative.
That was Elon's point. It was supposed to be like a $40,000 to $50,000 affordable electric truck. I'm assuming the bells and whistles of looking good is one of the reasons why it was supposed to cost so little in an electric truck category. But now they cost at least $100,000. Wow. At least $100,000. Calvin, do you have something?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. I looked it up. The guy isn't being a complete dork just calling his Cybertruck a Cyberbeast. The Cyberbeast is the most expensive model of Cybertruck.
It's an actual model?
Yes.
He's still a dork. I'm telling you right now, friends. I'm telling you right now, all you listeners out there in Radio Land, if you know me and you called me up and said, hey, Greg, I got a Cybertruck. No, Cyberbeast. You want to go for a ride? I'd be like, no, thank you. I would rather just go for a bike ride. I would, like, seriously, the idea of getting into one of those things, they're so unpredictable.
They really are. They're unpredictable. And I've seen some frightening stories about these Cybertrucks and people getting trapped in them,
mm-hmm.
and they start on fire. I've also seen stories about them rusting.
They rust. They're not as bulletproof as they like to think.
Well, during one of his first demonstrations, didn't Elon take a baseball bat to the window because it was supposed to be indestructible and he smashed the window?
Yeah, and then when it smashed, all of the Elon defenders, apologists. They're like, see, that's what he wanted to do, man. He's playing 4D chess while you're sitting there playing check. And they can't defend themselves. Here. Front windshield wiper stopped working on 11,000 Cybertruck, almost 12,000. Those are important.
Those are very important.
When it rains.
Yeah, or snows.
Rear view camera stops working. Not the worst thing in the world, but it's part of what you're paying for. The accelerator pedal just would get stuck.
That's a very bad thing.
That's a very bad problem. And something called the drive inverters, which I think he made that up. 2,500 of those trucks had problems with the drive inverter, which can cause the vehicle to lose all drive power.
Also very problematic.
And that, honestly, Jane, for me is one of the reasons why I'm hesitant towards getting an electric truck to begin with. I'm not getting a cyber truck or beast or anything with a Tesla logo on it. But because there's so much relying on that, on the technology, if something goes wrong, it feels like everything goes wrong.
Well, and I've seen similar things about appliances now.
Yeah.
They're all smart appliances.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Or with TV screens in them and everything like that. And a consumer awareness group essentially said, you don't want to buy that stuff because when one element goes out, then the whole thing goes out. Yeah. And you just spent a big chunk of change on your smart refrigerator,
mm-hmm.
and one thing fritzes, and now you're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Back to our friend in Canada. who bought a Cyber Beast for
a Cyber Beastie?
Cyber Beastie for almost $167,000. It only worked for essentially a day after spending 4 hours on the phone with Tesla trying to get the issues resolved. He still has not gotten a definitive answer, but says he believes it has something to do with the heating system. I'm unsure what happened, but I noticed later at night after the fan noise under the dash seemed louder than before. I assumed it was because it was cold, but maybe there's something else going on. Whatever the case, he says, I sure hope Tesla makes me whole on this.
Yeah.
I feel like spending this type of money and having this sort of hassle within 24 hours is unacceptable. Absolutely. In love to Heartbroken on the same day.
The headline regarding the recalls that have happened, it says Cybertruck's many recalls. This is a Wired article from, last week. Cybertruck's many recalls make it worse than 91% of all 2024 vehicles. But like I said, it accounts for 50% of national market share of electric pickup trucks.
Interesting.
It almost seems like, and go with me, Jane.
Okay.
That people are buying the Cybertruck almost out of spite or to make a point. They're not doing, what do they call that thing they like to do all the their research.
It's just, he makes it, I want it.
Yes, I will have it. And this whole thing of like, they better make me whole. If this was a story about a Ford F-150 electric, it would be insanity right now. They'd probably be recalling the truck again. But I feel like people buy these ridiculous vehicles, Cyber Beast, and they kind of stuff down their frustration like, well, this sucks and I don't like it. I hope they can help me out. But
I'm not going to do anything if they don't.
But yeah, I'll suck it up. If you have $170,000 to buy a car called a Cyber Beast, my guess is that you have some disposable liquid income.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You make a good point. All right. We are going to switch gears. When we return, we were talking about Giving Tuesday. Matt from Middleton has been very, very patient. Thank you for hanging on for so long, Matt. What did you want to share with us?
Hey, guys. Appreciate what you do. Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Matt. Thank you so much.
First of all, Elon Musk is a genius. And everything he does is perfect, so I don't see why you're complaining. Hurricane survivors in North Carolina. I've been watching some stuff on the street there, and there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people in tents at this point. The government has failed big time, and I just donated some money this morning to a GoFundMe where a guy is using bulldozers and things, and he's a contractor, and he's trying to help people build homes and stuff. So I just wanted to bring that up and recommend that people maybe help those folks out.
That's a terrific reminder, Matt. We forget so quickly, don't we? And that wasn't that long ago that storm went through, you know, the South and just obliterated parts of Western North Carolina. Great suggestion. American Red Cross also has been helping. Go donate blood.
Yes.
If you can.
Donate blood.
We always need more blood donors every single day.
Yep.
And we're going to continue talking about Giving Tuesday. If you have a particular charity you would like us to highlight, give us a jingle. 855-752-4842. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calviente on the board coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Give us a call. Send in a text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 11:30 news, we're going to talk about thermostat. Your happy place. There's an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about where people are comfortable.
Yeah.
And I know some couples have thermostat wars where the wife will turn it up and the husband will turn it down. So I'm just curious, where is your thermo happy place?
I have opinions.
I'm sure you do. We'll kick that around. After the 11:30 news, we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing Today, the You're in Trouble Now edition. Might not necessarily be exactly what you think. I suggest you stick around for that. That could be a whole nother segment tomorrow.
Let me tell you something. I got, once again, opinions on that one as well.
Yeah, many, many opinions. We did want to concentrate, though, right now on Giving Tuesday. It is Giving Tuesday today. And if you have a particular charity you would like to highlight, something that you think is really valuable in your hometown, please give us a call or send it in. You can text it in. Or go to civicmedia.us/giving. And what's pretty cool about this is that we've got it broken down into some statewide places, like organizations where you can give, and also broken down to just local communities. So like for Hayward and Park Falls and Amory, they have Santa's Elves, the Lord's Cupboard, the Catkins Animal Shelter. In Chippewa Falls, they have the Balton Refugee House, the Agnes Center. In Wisconsin Rapids, home of WFHR and WIRI, we've got the United Way of Southwood in Adams Counties, the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, Southwood County Humane Society. So it's pretty great, and we know these are legitimate charities.
Yes,
because that's one of the things that the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they are always concerned about people falling for scams, and you want to be careful if you get a link to a website in an email, or you see it, say, on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to set up a fake website.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's easy to set up a fake email account. We're probably going to have her on between now and Christmas, but Lisa Schiller of the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin, they have a wonderful thing called the Scam Tracker. You can go in there and see if that you know, what you need to look out for. But really, when it comes down to it, especially when it comes to donating money, I'm only donating money if I go to that website myself. I'm not going to click through an email. I'm not going to click. I'm not going to do it on my phone.
Right. Go directly to the agency.
Exactly.
And that's what I like about this civicmedia.us/giving is that, again, we know that these are all legitimate charities, and we have the links to their websites, yeah. like Racine Habitat for Humanity.
Oh,
if you're listening here,
yep.
Sauk County Humane Society for WRPQ in Baraboo. We got you covered.
Yep.
So please check it out if you have the opportunity. And I wanted to share this as well. Andrew from Maine texted in, I have an appointment tomorrow to try and donate blood again. That means it's been a bit over 8 weeks since the major hurricanes. That's a great reminder, Andrew, because I did the same thing and when gave blood for the first time in too long.
Yeah.
And now it's my goal to do it every 8 weeks. I want a special pin.
You got to keep track of that, because thing is, they have pins for up to like 100 gallons.
Well, that's going
to
take me a little while.
A little while. And I don't know how much I've given over the years. I've never gotten a pin or a t-shirt, but I think I've got another 12 weeks before I can give it, because I don't just give whole
blood.
Well,
you do the double.
I do the double red, and that's one thing you can do, and you can go to your, whether it's Versity. We've talked to people from Versity as well, but I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep saying every time we bring up blood donation, and folks, please listen. I was told by a technician at Versity. He said, if every person who was available and able to give blood gave once a year.
Only once.
Once a year, we would never have a blood shortage again. I understand you might be scared of needles. I understand it's a time consumption thing. It's going to be literally an hour to an hour and 15 of your day. Everyone can find that somewhere in their calendar. Once a year, you can find an hour and 15 minutes to go to a place, donate blood.
And I'm telling you, they're pros. These phlebotomists are so smooth.
Yeah.
Trust me, they're not taking new graduates from the School of Phlebotomy and it's like, just practice on these people. No, they really know what they're doing.
I graduated from the University of Sharp Sticking Stuff.
Yesterday, it's all good. No, these people are pros. They've been doing it a long time. And we can include a link in the show notes to Versity if you would like to do that. And I understand people are afraid of needles, but I think a lot of folks just forget. We forget. And we forget how important it is and how critically important it is for all of us and everyone in our families. If you're in a car accident, if you're in any kind of an accident, anytime you have surgery, you need blood.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And especially for you folks who can be universal donors.
That's huge.
That's huge. Yeah. So please just consider between now and the end of the year, make a thought of taking an hour and 15 of your day.
And you get snacks.
And you get, honestly, I'm not going to lie, the snacks are
pretty good snacks.
Really good cookies. The one I go to in Kenosha, they have string cheese.
Well, if that's not a reason to give blood, I don't know what
it is. Do you know how much it takes in me not to take like 12 of them? No one looks. It's an honor system. I could take a bunch of them, but I don't because I'm a hero. But yeah. It's just all around really good. And sometimes they'll even have giveaways. It's not why you're doing it, but it's cool. They'll have a t-shirt or a water bottle.
There's little incentives here and there, just, you know, and it's just the right thing to do.
Do us a favor, man. Make a plan. Let's just say like donating blood, make a plan, go. And we did this before earlier in the year. I believe we had a concerted effort throughout civic media, but I'm just going to say this right now. If you go and donate blood right now, between now and the end of the year, take a picture of yourself. Include us on social media at Matt Nair on Air on Twitter or Facebook. Yep. And let us see you donating blood.
That'd be awesome.
It's very, very good. Tell them Jane and Greg sent you.
And go to civicmedia.us/giving and check out our Giving Tuesday page and make a donation if you can. Otherwise, consider volunteering.
Yes.
That's another great thing to do, too. All right. Mm-hmm. News is coming up next. And when we come back, your thermostat happy place. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your new choice. Real News. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Three sources familiar with President-elect Donald Trump's transition tell CBS News he is considering naming Florida Governor Ron DeSantis his pick for defense secretary, replacing embattled Fox News host Pete Hegseth. The Wall Street Journal was first to report this. CBS's Ed O'Keefe points out Trump and DeSantis have been bitter political rivals.
The president-elect's incoming chief of staff, Susie Wiles, is a former political advisor to DeSantis. The two of them parted ways under bad circumstances, and Wiles went on to work for Trump and defeat her former client.
North Carolinians who are still homeless 2 months after Hurricane Helene are now dealing with colder weather. CBS's Janet Chamlian.
His home destroyed. Steve Crowell showed us the tent he lived in for weeks.
What do you need?
Just people to come check on us.
Hundreds of people are still living in western North Carolina in campers and in tents amid bitterly cold temperatures.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Short turnaround. The Bucks host the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Bucks coming off a 127-107 win over the Pistons last night in Detroit. Head coach Doc Rivers on their seventh win in a row.
The more we attack the paint, the more open shots we're going to get. Detroit is a help basketball team like every team is. And our guys just found the open man.
College Hoops, number 5th ranked Marquette is at Iowa State tonight. On Saturday, they'll host Wisconsin. The Badgers losing to Michigan, 67-64. Their first loss of the season. Head coach Greg Gard.
Credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes and did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard. And we're able to get enough offense going to get past us.
NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if Jair Alexander will be able to play Thursday night against the Lions despite his knee injury.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy and a breezy southwest wind in the overnight as temperatures drop into the mid-20s. For Wednesday, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, some light snow showers developing in the afternoon with highs in the mid-30s, southwest to westerly winds gusting to 40. Right now, it's 22.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World.
Another dumb paid millions for a duct-taped banana. You don't get to take home the banana. You're just taking the concept of it.
They sold this for $6.2 million. The guy bought a banana for 35 cents and took a thing of duct tape and put it on a white wall.
It's art, baby.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we'll catch up with fan favorite Matt Rothschild. We'll talk about Act 10, who should be the new DNC chair, and also, who wants to cut Social Security? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. You're in Trouble Now edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. You can also email suggestions for the show. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, if there's a guest you think who would be great to have on, maybe something going on in your community, no matter where you are across the state, use that same email, please, and send it into Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
We've used the suggestions, a lot of
absolutely.
A lot of This Shouldn't Be a Thing suggestions we've gotten through, and guests as well. So we do read those emails and
absolutely
want to hear from you.
Hey, before we went to the news, we were talking about today is Giving Tuesday and suggesting that people go give blood if you can.
Yes.
If that's something that you haven't done yet. Sue from Franklin just wanted to share a couple texts. Says, I got my 5-gallon pin recently. Good for you.
Dang.
Well done, Sue. Llama in Madison, I made a mistake that I need to own because I said that these phlebotomists are coming right out of phlebotomy school.
Yeah.
Llama says, I did have a paramedic in training take my blood. Please remember, everyone needs a chance to learn. You're absolutely right, Llama.
Yep. I got people who are trainees as well, and
but for the most part, it's a real quick stick.
And they have people looking over them and helping out and giving
guidance. But you're right. People have to practice someplace.
Yeah. We are both the guinea pigs and the helpers. So.
And Andrew from Maine, the church where I donated, had some awesome snacks set out symmetrically on the table as required by the laws of nature. So, okay.
Okay, Andrew.
Just if you can, go give blood. It's a good thing to do.
Could we do a show where we're giving blood? Like, we're in, like, we can have it set up. They can just do it.
I'm sure we could. We
just, you know, doing the thing with the
little squeezy ball.
With the little squeezy ball. And you're like, this is great. It's working. And then we can eat snacks. And
life is good.
Apple juice. Oh, yeah.
And string cheese.
Mm.
All right. What is your thermostat happy place? Today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Maya Pandry, headline reads, what is the best temperature to set your thermostat in the winter? Here is what experts say. Experts generally agree the best temperature in the winter is around 70 degrees. The U.S. Department of Energy says the magic number is somewhere between 68 and 70. Lower temperatures while you're asleep or away to save energy. For children, the ideal sleep temperature is between 68 and 72. That's according to Children's Hospital.
Okay.
The WHO has a slightly wider range. Their ideal winter weather indoor temp is between 64 and 75. No way.
Wait, say that one more time.
Between 64 and 75.
For who?
For healthy people.
Well, I guess I'm not healthy.
64, boy. Ooh. That's, to me, that's chilly. Ours is at 68.
Yeah, I would say in the Bach household, we run between 68 and 70. Every once in a while, somehow, I don't know how it happens, we'll look and it's like, it's 72 or 73, and you can feel it. Isn't that weird, though? Isn't that so weird that 68 can be comfy? If I turned your thermostat down to 60, you'd be freezing.
Yes.
But if you walked outside to a nice, sunny 60-degree day, you'd be like, this is so comfortable.
Yes.
I'll never understand it. But yes, we keep it between 68 and 70. If it's hot, I'll bring it down to 66.
Just to cool it off a little bit.
Then bring it back up.
Yeah. Yep. I agree with you. 72 is too warm.
Can I just, Calvin? Do you have a thermostat? Are you thermostat happy somewhere? What's your happy place? Your parents' house, therefore you live with it.
I mean, it's my parents' house, so I kind of sort of live with it. But for the most part, I'm more or less happy with it. My mom has it set on a program, so when we go to sleep, it goes down to 65 from 68.
Yeah,
and me or my dad always ends up turning it up to 70 at one point during the night.
Oh, man.
Why do you do that? You're messing with the program.
It goes, but once it hits the next time in the program, it just goes back to where it was supposed to be. So,
okay.
So it's too chilly for you.
Yeah, 68 is a little chilly. My feet get cold.
They're called socks, Kelvin. Oh,
do Kelvin's tootsies get cold?
I sleeping with socks is weird. Just feels.
But it's too. I mean, if I'm cold, it's that cold.
Yeah. Do you sleep with a blanket on Kelvin? Now I'm in this. I'm interested.
Yeah, I have a sheet, a blanket, and a comforter.
Okay.
And I get pretty cozy, but I'm usually by the time I wake up, I'm a little chilly.
I would much rather be chilly. Like I want it like in our upstairs bedroom. You walk in like right now, it's going to be
cool,
fairly cool in there.
Yeah,
which is fine by me. Then you put the blankets on you, and I'm a big dude. I run hot.
I bet. Yeah.
And so therefore, I need to be chillier. And then I pull the blankets on, and if I get too warm, I pull them off, and then like an hour later, I feel nice and adjusted. But I will say this. Oh, my God. I've told you this, Jane. I love my mother-in-law so much. I am lucky. I am lucky.
To have her.
To have her in my life as a mother-in-law and a mom. She's a beautiful mom.
But?
74 degrees at all times.
No.
74 degrees.
74.
At all times. It was.
I would die.
We were at Thanksgiving because she hosted it and we cooked. So she hosted. And we were at the table and there were eight of us in a small dining room with hot
with
food.
With the oven.
The oven, hot food.
Oh, God.
We were getting real warm. My niece was just like sitting there right next to the thermostat. And so we just kind of like said, so Patty, what are you going to do while you're out of town with Craig and Bridget? And my sister's like, turn it down.
Do it now.
Turn it to 72.
Do it now.
Yeah. 74. So warm.
That's really warm. 855-752-4842. Where is your thermostat? Happy place. Michaela from West Bend. I run hot and my son also runs hot and my husband's feet are cold all the time. We try to keep the heat around 68 max with TV and Xbox running. It just gets too warm, so we have to have the heat off often. Each room is individually controlled, and we only ever turn up the heat on in the living room. Wow.
Every room is it? Wow. See, that's something I have to have an HVAC guy come in because if you're in our house, the first floor, it feels like 68. You go upstairs, it's cooler.
It's like 66.
But then in the summertime, it's really hot upstairs and it's cooler downstairs. But every room is good. Wow. Do you have a Cyber Beast truck too as well?
She texted earlier and said that's a Cyber Beast in Canada costs more than her house. And she also says when we host Christmas Eve festivities, we turn off the heat and crack the window before anybody even shows up. Second floor apartment problems. Our downstairs neighbors heat our apartment in the winter, and we cool theirs in the summer.
That makes sense.
Because warm air rises.
That makes sense. Patrick, listening to WMDX, says 65, baby.
65.
That's a little cold.
It's a little.
But you get to bundle up then.
But we're at 68, and I still bundle up.
Yeah.
I'm always wearing a sweatshirt and usually a shawl.
Well, this is where I could tell like a super sexist old timey joke. It's like, well, you're a woman. You always run cold. Because women, I don't know what it is. I'm not science.
Michaela runs hot.
I know. I know. There's exceptions to the rules. I run hot as well. But like, I don't understand. I just don't get it. Like I can.
Matt from Middleton texting in. I keep it at 64 and I'm sure I save money.
Yeah.
And Steve from Milwaukee, 65 is perfect at night too. Again, we're at 68 all the time. I used to do these great big swings where I would program it down to like 63 at night.
Yeah.
But then I read something that said it takes so much longer to get back up to 68 that you're not really saving that much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a weird story about how long it takes to heat up an apartment. I went on a trip once and my back door, I was in a garden apartment. And the back door led out to the backyard. And for some reason, it wasn't latched correctly. And this was a January. There was a massive snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Blew the back door to the garden, to the backyard open. And when I got home, the back door was open. There was snow in my living room. And my apartment's temperature was at -4.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to go through and like for 20 minutes, turn on pipes, turn on water. Nothing froze. Thank goodness. It took 49 hours to get back to like 68 degrees.
49 hours?
It took a long time. Yeah. It was really, really weird. So always, wow. always make sure that back door is locked, especially in winter, folks.
On the live stream, one big issue being ignored is humidity.
Yeah.
Your winter humidity in the house should be around 35%, not 45 to 55% like it is in the summer.
We're learning all sorts of I new know, great things fabulous. Here.
If it's too low, you'll get sick more. If it's too high, you can get sick because mold cause mold on the windows and also cause ice in walls that were mold or damage your Ooh. House. Interesting.
And that actually brings up another point, too. And I know it's a money thing and never, you know, no one's made of money, but it is good to have your house winterized as well. You should have an HVAC person come through and clean and
your do furnace.
Check all those things. Make sure you're good to go, because those costs, while maybe not the cheapest in the world, will definitely help you in the long run. Whereas, like, you know, in 5-10 years, you're like, yeah, you got to get a whole new furnace, or you have to get a whole new insulation because it wasn't checked. It's good to always keep up with your house if you own a house.
And there are companies that will come in and do checks for you.
Yes.
You know, obviously they're hoping that you're going to buy more services.
Yeah.
But it's a good idea just to make sure that things are sealed up and warm enough. And
yeah, it's an investment on your investment. Now, granted, if you have an apartment, you should be talking to your landlord about that. If they're worth their salt, they're going to do that as well, because it saves them money in the long run too. But yeah, if you own a home, you really should make sure that you know, before winter and before the warmer months, you have someone come through, clean the vents, check everything, and make sure you're good to go.
Alicia on the live stream says, I'm always in a hoodie and wrapped in a blanket, summer and winter. You and me too, Alicia. And the other thing, I always have to have the ceiling fan on to sleep. Winter and summer. I have to have it on.
Right now, no. Summertime, yes, because the air conditioning does not reach the top as well. So I always have that running.
A little more circulation.
But right now, it's nice and chilly in the bedroom. And that's perfect. I don't need extra. Plus, the dog, every time she runs in there, she's like, what is this?
Well, and King Rat says, hey, if you have a dog, those puppy thermal units can help keep you warm, too.
Hey, King Rat, if you can get my dog in one of those, I'll give you $100 right now, because
I think he's just talking about the dog as a thermal unit.
Oh, gotcha. I see. I thought you meant like putting a sweater on them, because she does not do well with clothing.
Not all dogs do. Calvin?
Well, I was going to say, I don't remember the last time my ceiling fan was shut off. It never gets turned off. It's always on.
It's always on.
Is it on right now?
Currently.
That's a waste of energy.
Yeah.
Calvin.
One of those little things. PTUs, by the way, from King Rat, puppy thermal units.
I see. Okay.
Oh, I like that.
There were some puppy thermal units happening yesterday. We got home.
A little snuggling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, because you were gone all weekend.
We were gone, and she went insane when she saw us, and it was great. But yeah, her and I were big time snuggles yesterday.
Well, we hope you find your thermal happy place. And there are no big arguments at your household. All right, yeah. One more break to go. We're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. You're in Trouble Now edition. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon is unhappy that people are leaving, going over to the Blue Sky place. We'll see you over there. Coming up at noon, we will have the noon news.
The noon news.
The noon news, followed by Todd Alba from noon to two from some undisclosed bunker somewhere in northeastern Wisconsin. Maggie Dawn from two to four. Dominic Salvia from four to six. And Pete Schwab of the Great Nightlight Show from 6 to 8 p.m. Really nice article about our colleague Pete Schwab in the Cap Times.
Yeah.
Talking about his, you know, he was lived in L.A. He wrote some screenplays. He's a very accomplished guy.
He's also very fun to talk to on his show.
He is.
And this is just another, you know, call it a plug. I'll say whatever I want. You might not have time to listen to Pete's show because it's on later in the evening. You got things going on.
Dinner, homework, whatever.
Go to civicmedia.us. Look up in the shows page. Look up his show. Look up all the shows you want to listen to. You can download them. You can subscribe to them as a podcast. Then the way you'll that way you will have them sent to your phone automatically.
Yep.
Or your device. And you can listen to us whenever you want.
Whenever it's convenient.
Exactly. And Pete's a fun show.
It is a fun show. He's got all kinds of great guests, and he knows some fancy people.
He's talked to John Legend.
I know. He's got ties. So it's definitely worth checking out. And we're going to have him on, hopefully, on Monday.
Hopefully, yes.
And because we haven't had, it's been a while since he's.
Or we just say Pete will be on the show and he has to do it.
Well, yes. We'll see how that goes. All right. It's 11:53, Calvin. That means it is time for.
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Greg, you found this one. Thank you so much.
I am so, so sorry.
From the New York Post, headline reads, "This toilet habit is done by almost all men. Grossed out women complain. It's pretty effing disgusting." Article reads, women are venting that men store water bottles at the side of their bed so they can urinate in them instead of going to the bathroom and getting out of bed. This disgusting hack has become a viral conversation online where women are coming together and sharing stories about their partners who use this as a lazy excuse to stay horizontal. 25-year-old Hannah Fear confessed she thought it was customary for men to urinate into water bottles next to the bed.
My daddy did it, my granddaddy did it, and by God, my son will do it one day.
She said in a TikTok video, I thought it was acceptable for him to pee in bottles because he didn't want to get out of bed, and they used to sit there for days unless I emptied them.
Girl, break
that,
up with him.
That immediately. Okay. Immediately.
That's some Howard Hughes behavior. If you haven't, don't know what that means,
that's a whole thing.
See the aviator.
That also should not be.
Okay, I have a couple things here on both sides of the aisle of this argument. As a dude,
okay,
and Calvin, I don't know where you are on this.
I can't wait to hear about this.
I don't think. First of all, can you read the headline again?
Certainly.
Yes.
This toilet habit is done by almost all men.
Okay, let's start right there. I take issue with that.
I would too.
I don't think that is true. I've known a lot of men in my life. Not one of them have ever said in a tone suggesting normality that, oh yeah, I got my
here's my pee bottle.
There's my pee bottle. I use Gatorade. They got a wider mouth. It's what? It's convenient. Go ahead. I don't believe it's almost all men.
I hope not.
I believe it's I don't think it's a lot. But dudes, if you're doing it, disgusting, gross. Whoever taught you that didn't love you.
Well, if there's a medical issue, obviously that's one thing.
Yeah, no, then you're going to put you in a catheter. They're going to take medical steps to make it happen. They're not going to be like, I'm going to prescribe you an empty Powerade bottle.
I guess I would just request you got to empty it yourself, dudes.
No, Jane, I won't even go that far. You can't even let them do that. You got to be like, no, I'm a light sleeper. And if I was a woman as a light sleeper, the moment I heard some like tussling, I'd be like, go to the bathroom right now. This will not happen in this home. That is disgusting behavior.
Yeah, I definitely think that no. No.
Calvin?
No, this is gross and weird. This is just an example because it's the internet. How many women are going to get online and be like, you know, my man does not do that. I think that's weird. So you only hear about the weirdos
who are doing it. Let's hope you're right. Let's hope you're right. As one person said on this TikTok, healthy people do not pee in bottles at home, period. This guy has some issues. Yeah. You are not the one to fix him. Get up and go to the toilet like a civilized person.
When
end of a story.
Jane spoken.
Done. All right. That is today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Stay tuned for news coming up next. We will be back tomorrow.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Jane, Matt, Nair, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, will prices of things we eat be going up? We talk to Darren Von Ruden coming up tomorrow at 11:06. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so glass. It's like the
it's only glass. It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.